She seemed to understand that the flyweight sitting atop her could barely hold on to the saddle horn. For all my bravado, I could barely manage two reins and a horn, and Thunder was huge. She wasn't a merry-go-round horse at Gwynoak Amusement Park, and she wasn't one of the little ponies you could ride for 10 cents at the far end of the park. Being on her certainly wasn't the privileged seat I had come to enjoy behind my father on his saddle. No, now I was out there all alone on a very large horse, even if she was old and docile. There were plenty of wide-open pastures in which to run, and I mean really run. Wakefield was a sprawling farm that not only boarded horses like ours, but raised Maryland thoroughbreds for hunting and jumping. Every time we entered Wakefield's gates, I pictured Black Beauty grazing in the fields. A large white barn stood at the end of the drive, with the clubhouse and white-pillared mansion on the left. A glorious chestnut tree shaded the paddock area, and huge weeping willows draped over the creek where mares and foals gathered. White fences separated the many pastures that bordered the woods of Leakin Park. It was hard to believe such a stately manor was only 5 miles up the road from our home on 2321 Poplar Drive. The first day I rode Thunder by myself was a family milestone. Daddy plopped a child-sized saddle on her back, and as he tightened the girth, Thunder shook her head. I saw that it was impossible for me to reach the stirrups even if I used the mounting steps by the paddock, so my father grabbed me by the waist and heaved me up onto the saddle. I shook the reins and flailed my little legs to get the old mare to go. When she ambled over toward the watering trough, I turned and gave my dad and mom a big grin. From that day on, I couldn't wait for Saturday.